I'm going to title this Cube People. Cube People. People who live in a cube, literally, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, they're in a cube. They're in a box. You know why a cube is a cube? Because it's the cross folded back on itself. They're in the cube. In order to see out of the cube, you got to look through a window. And the window has a cross on it 99% of the time. Even if the window don't, the screen does. The screen has a cube on it. I mean, it has a cross on it. So you're in a cube. And you're looking out the window of your house. It's got a cross. To go out the door, the front door, the back door, you got a cross on your house, on the door. Come on now. So the cube people, not only are they not able to see the cross, physically, but they can't see the cross mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. They can't take up their cross. They don't know what that means. Take up your cross. They don't know what that means because they don't believe in, they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to endure. They don't have any pain, right? So they stay in their little cube. And they never venture out past the cube. When they do, they go to their cube car. And they go to their cube apartment or cube house. Then they go to the cube job, sit in the cube at work, and they never question anything. They're surrounded by the 666 cube dicey system, but they are running from it. They're running from it. They're running from the pain of looking at their own heart. They're running from the pain of life. They're running from it. But you're going to have to face it one day. See, a narcissist, it just hit me what a narcissist is at its root. I think I just figured out. I might have to change the title. The narcissist at the root does not want to sacrifice. The narcissist does not want to admit the pain of being a sinner. The narcissist wants to blame it on others. The narcissist wants to vampire off of others. They cannot admit that they are the issue. They're the problem. They cannot look in the mirror. They can't look at themselves. They break the mirror. They just can't do it. It's impossible. Because if they admitted it, if they looked at their own sin, if they admitted their own failures and their own wickedness and their own evil, they would have to jump off a bridge. For real. So what does it come down to with a narcissist? They want you to be Jesus for them. They want somebody else to be Jesus. And if you're not Jesus, you're bad. So they're going to go find somebody that's willing to be Jesus for them, who's going to put up with their junk and their lies and their gaslight and their fake reality and their projections. The root of a narcissist, if you really just want to understand, they project stuff onto others. They gaslight. They live in a fake reality. Look at Eve. Hath God said, you shall not die. You shall be like God. So Eve wanted to be God. She wanted to be a goddess. She thought she was God. Genesis 3 tells you they go into delusions. And then you saw Eve tried to proselytize Adam. But Adam knew the truth. Adam was not in the deception. Eve was. She was in the deception. Adam went down with a ship on purpose, on choice, on his destiny. To save, as a type and shadow, to save the church. Adam went down with the ship to pull Eve back up. That's why she wears high heels. He's pulling her back up. That's why she paints her face so much, because it's all painted face to Eve. The old Eve has to paint her face. She has to put on the fake smile, the outfits. She's trying to put on the outfit, but the inside is not fit. She's outfitting the outside, but the inside she don't care about. It's all about image and projection and fake reality to catch a fishnet, pantyhose and a high heel to catch somebody to be her savior instead of running to Jesus. She's trying to catch some man to save her, you know. Because it makes sense. That's why the Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, and be not bitter against her. Why would God say that about be not bitter against your wife? Why would he say that? Well, the weaker vessel tends to fake reality. The weaker vessel tends to some delusional, emotional, fake, up and down, fickle, fake reality it's not even real. And the sad part is the PMS doesn't help her. It's already a state. Her husband shall rule over her, pain and childbearing and many sorrows. And then the PMS doesn't help her. And then the lies of the media, the devil's attacking her, still attacking. The devil's going to attack the weak link in the chain. And so the husband, God says, be not bitter against her. And if you ever hear God speak, you hear God just unconditional love, and he's not bitter. He's not angry. You know, a lot of people think that God is an angry God. He's angry with the wicked, but once you get saved and God speaks to you, he's not angry. I know when I asked him, I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, it's right in front of you. 6 months later, I asked him again. I said, I can't see it, Lord. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. 6 months later, he said, it is right in front of you. So the first time he said, it's right in front of you. The next time he said, it's right in front of you. In other words, what he was saying is, I'm not going to repeat. I'm not going to change. Look, it's right in front of you, okay? Figure it out. He wasn't bitter. He wasn't mad. He was saying he gave me everything I needed. And even then, I couldn't see it. So then a few months later, the Shekinah glory showed up. And then, boom, it knocked me down. And he revealed the code hidden in plain view. And so God is not bitter with his church, even when we can't see something, or we are weak, or we're crying out for an answer. You know, God is not going to be bitter towards you. So cry out to God. Lord, my foot hurts. My back hurts. My arm hurts. My shoulder hurts. Lord, it might be emotional pain, whatever it is. I'm spiritual understanding. Lord, I need to. He wants you to seek and knock and ask. He don't want you to stay in the cube. If you're saved and elect, born again saint, he wants you to escape the cube. But the unsaved, they won't humble themselves and cry out to God because of their pride. And God hates pride. My point is, they stay in the cube, worldly wisdom system, the 666 worldly wisdom, because of their pride. And that's why they're in the cube, because they won't humble themselves and run to God.